We are back with another fascinating conversation with a person who is helping in shaping Indian fitness industry in a way nobody has ever imagined. He brings forth real yet affordable fitness education for Indian coaches and trainers. He is an entrepreneur, a physiotherapist, an ace coach, and above all, a great human being. He's supporting people from the lower strata of our society and bringing them up to live an honorable life. We could have talked with him about techniques, tricks, and weight loss, but it would be a huge waste of his time and wisdom. So we talked about how he has created a whole new business, how he has done it without compromising with his ideologies. And he opened his heart to Road to Revamp, with how a middle-class lad created and fulfilled his dreams with hard work, grit, and sheer willpower. We are proudly presenting Dr. Chirag Sethi. Welcome, Chirag sir, on my podcast Road to Revamp, and it's an honor to have you on our podcast. So today I'll not bother you about those common fitness questions. I actually want to understand how and why you started to help people become educator. You help trainers become better trainers by educating them, but this is a serious question in my eyes, and I mean I always think that what actually motivates you to start this academy? And even when there was no academy, you started everything. I did my first certification with you, IKFF. And then I'm watching you grow, and not just growing by yourself, but by helping a lot of thousands of trainers. What motivated you to bring fitness education in this country?
Thank you so much, Abhishek, for coming here and taking my word out to the world. So I started this academy back in 2009. Mm-hmm. At that point of time, I just graduated from my college. I did my bachelor's in physiotherapy back then. And I came from a very structured kind of a career where we had degrees and we have professionals and they were working. And I got a chance to work for a company which was doing physical fitness education back then. Mm-hmm. There I realized there is a huge demand that is creating, but there is nothing which is being structured for education. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of people who wanted to do certification, but they don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And we realized the market is opening up, but nobody is there to help them out. The kids are there, the companies only want to make money. So I worked for that company for a brief period of time. I realized this company only wants money. Mm-hmm. They don't want to give education. But I have trainers who wants to learn.
Right.
So I started my academy from a college canteen. A lot of people don't know about this.
Wow.
So it was a college canteen. Uh-huh. Three of the students came to me and said, "Sir, we want to study from you." Mm-hmm. So I said, "I don't have resources. I don't have a classroom. I don't have a laptop. I don't have a projector. I can only teach you in this college canteen." So there was this college where we used to take classes. So in that canteen, I started with three people. There were three people in my first, I would say, a classroom that I was there. So it was an open kind of a cafeteria. So I was sitting outside teaching three people. The principal came and she knew me and that we used to take classes. So she said, "Chirag, I think you're doing a good job and I've been seeing you for 3 weeks now. Mm-hmm. You take a classroom." And I said, "I don't have money, man. I don't have money and I don't have any investor who's going to invest on me. What should I do?" She said, "Take a classroom. That's on me. Mm-hmm. Pay me when you have 10 students. Pay me when you have 10 students. And when you do good things, people come to you." I would say, whenever you are into something good, I say the karma circle, something good on its own will come up. I said, "Okay." And that is why I help people, because there was somebody who helped me back then.
Right.
There was somebody who helped me and who said, "Okay, let's go to the classroom. You take the classroom, pay me when you have 10 people. with God's grace, into the next week, the fourth week, we got 7 other people who joined, who said, no, we want to study from you, that's it. And next week, I went to the principal and said, okay, this is something which I have done. This is your rent and we'll take a classroom from now. So that's how we started with 3 people, rose up to 10. The batches then went up going. And my whole idea was just to teach them. My whole idea was not just to get a piece of paper. I always tell them, don't look at the piece of paper. This piece of paper will not help you in your life. What will help you is what I teach in the class, what other faculties teach in the class. That's going to stay with you for your life. The paper will expire. The paper can get lost. If you go to a new country, the paper might not be valid.
Yes.
But the knowledge will always stay with you. And I would say I was fortunate enough that I got those people who wanted to learn back then. Who had that thirst of learning, and they said, no, no, we want to learn. We want to be on board. Get us those books. Let's do it. And I still remember, I was back then, I was very young. I was 22 years old when I started this academy. And my batch used to be people who were 35, 40. And there was a lady who was 55. And I was teaching and I don't even realize that what is happening. People are coming and they want to learn. They don't have any hesitation. If there is a younger person, somebody who is very young to them, they just want to learn. So I said, there is something. There is some fire in everyone who wants to learn. Yes. Why can't I have something for them? That's where the idea of an academy came. I never planned. Trust me, I never planned. It was more of just educating the trainers. Back then, when I was telling you this first batch went up, for the first 3 batches, I didn't have a company also where to take money in. What kind of forms I'll give? There was nothing. For the first 3 batches, it was all about teaching. My passion, teaching. You come, I'll take practicals, I'll take theory, I'll take the entire batch. But my whole idea is to just teach. Third batch, then another friend came. And like I said, good deeds come forward. So another one of our students came on board. She said, Chirag, why don't you have a company? Why don't you have a name?
Some structure.
Some structure to the company. At least you give something to students. I said, students are coming just for the courses.
Yeah.
I am teaching them. It's okay. She said, no. There are people who want to do the course, but they don't know where to go.
Yes.
They can't find you. It's just that the word of mouth has spread. You've got 40, 50 students. But what about the other 500 people who are waiting to come to you?
Right.
So I started with the name called Classic, with ending with Q-U-E.
Mm-hmm.
Because in some French or in some Italian word, it meant something good.
Okay.
So we started with Classic Fitness. I said, chalo, it's a good word. And we got all the cards and everything was printed. And we started. That time also, we didn't have any office.
Mm-hmm.
We were working from home. We used to have that classroom Saturdays and Sundays. That guy used to put the computer and we used to put our pen drive. And I used to take classes. Then came a point where we said, okay, now what? You want a website. I went to the website guy. No idea, no money actually. Abhishek, you will laugh, but I had no clue where this will go. So he came and said, Chirag, Q-U-E you are putting, somebody will put IC and it will be going to a breach of contract. What will you do? So I said, let's change the name. Let's put it as Classic Fitness, because our aim was always to teach.
Right.
So we came up with the website. The website, the minute it went live, a lot of people started inquiring, the batch size started increasing. And then we said, okay, it's 2012, now we need an office.
Right.
Now we need our first office, because now it is hard to manage, because the calls are continuously ringing and we can't talk to everybody when you are somewhere else.
Yes.
Or I also was working for a physiotherapy clinic. I can't do it back then. So I said, let's take up our office. So we went to GK1, we took a small basement kind of a space. And we started our office. The classroom was still in Aurobindo and we were still in that office. So we hired our first staff. So these are very memorable moments. The first staff, the first salary check that we have any sign for somebody. So that all happened. And that's how all the dots started to meet. The first office came. People were interested. We started Lucknow. One of our students started Lucknow. He wanted to Lucknow. We helped him set up Lucknow. With no monetary advantage for him. We said, no, we don't want anything from you. You start, at least you start teaching. So one thing was very constant from the day one. I wanted to teach. I wanted to reach out to those people. We were reaching out to corporate gyms that will train your trainers for free. There were gyms where we used to go free, and we'll say, okay, we'll teach your trainers for free. We don't want anything from you. So there were a couple of corporates where we used to go and just teach them. That's it. Basic forms and techniques and programming, and we used to go and teach for free.
Just to spread knowledge.
Just to spread knowledge. And with no intention of getting anything back from them. And I had no intention that they'll come and join my course or no, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I had a simple belief that I want to teach and I'm teaching.
And it happened.
And it happened on its own. Then came a point we had to vacate that premises. So then there was a jump. We were paying some amount of rent and it had to be 2.5 times. It was going up 2.5 times. I was very tensed what to do. There's nothing that is coming up. What should I do? And like I said, I started the company at a very young age. And there was no elder, there was no senior who you could go to and speak, okay, should I go to this place?
Right.
Now students come to me and say, okay, sir, should I open this gym? This is the rent, should I do it? And I give them the advice because I have been working for so many years now. But back then there was nobody. Whom should I call? There is no friend in this industry. Most of them are physiotherapists. My family is from a different background. Should I ask them? Who should I ask? Whether should I take this leap or not?
Mm-hmm.
I had nobody back then. To ask. Just to ask and say, okay, I have to pay this much amount of money, which is extra. Should I take this step? So that was so depressed back then. So I went to a Gurdwara and I sat down and I said, Bhagwan, aap batao kya karun? Mujhe kuch samajh mein nahi aa raha whether I should take this leap. Because for a middle class family where the money is anyway limited, you don't have surplus money, you have limited money.
Yes.
And then you have to pay for the advances also and security and the advance rentals. How will I manage whether people will want it or not? But gracefully, I don't know what that power is, but that power said, do it. And we took that place in Shivalik area. And we had our first classroom there. We said, let's leave that classroom now. We thanked the principal. We took our classes for three and a half years there. And we thanked her that you were the one who's responsible for us to reach out to this level. And we started off with Shivalik, small office, one small classroom. And we realized people again wanted to learn.
Mm-hmm.
People coming in. We stopped the batch at 20. And we have another 15 people waiting outside and said, you want to sit in the class?
Let's start.
You don't want to wait.
Hello, sir.
What should we do? We started doing multiple batches.
Right.
It was all with the need of the time.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that anything was planned. I still remember we had a batch of 20. Staff worked and they got 20 people and we were happy. On the day itself, there are another 15 people standing on the door. We want to sit. I remember I used to put furniture from my office, the these chairs, my staff chairs, they all used to go into the classroom. And they used to stand for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that the student can sit in the classroom for 3 hours, these guys used to stand.
Wow.
And I feel that is why these people are still with me. And I feel loved because these are the guys who have done things for me, which you can never expect from anyone.
It was a kind of startup you started when there was no such thing like startup.
There's no thing like startup. And we started on the same lines. Yes. And
in a very unconventional field, like people do software startup and application startup. But in Fitness Academy.
Like I said, the passion was only to teach people.
Hmm.
The passion was never to train. The passion was nothing. But passion was teaching.
Hmm.
These people who are hunger for knowledge, their hunger for knowledge is not getting satisfied. That time, I think the internet boom also started and people were going on to Google and they're learning things, they're learning new things. But I still realized there was a disconnect. A book will always be a book.
Right.
Google can never replace a book. Those authors who have put years of experience into that book, Google cannot take over that book.
At the same time, I think the teacher-student relationship, that's important.
Yes. What you are teaching, every information is available on Google. Every information, there are so many websites that teach. But the point is the experience, what you have learned in those years, and that is coming out from the teacher and he's relating that stuff. That's something I say is out of the world. Because that is how my teachers have taught me back in physiotherapy. So that's how it all started. And then 2014, we realized, okay, let's structure it. Let's make a company and let's register everything. And let's add more courses and let's start moving to different cities because there are inquiries that are coming to us. And we realized it's not just limited to Delhi. We used to get people from Bhutan. Mm-hmm. We used to get people from Sri Lanka. We've got people from Mauritius. There's still a guy who's all the way come from Mauritius. He's staying here in the academy for 1 month on his own expense doing all the courses with us. People are coming in from Saudi Arabia. People are coming in from Dubai. Not just Indian cities, but outside also people are now coming and they want to learn. So I feel there's still so much left to do, which all countries you can go. Because again, the point is still the same. We want to reach out to more people and just teach.
But what happened again? I mean, suddenly everyone wants to do some certifications. What exactly happened suddenly?
So at that point, I'll say 2014, a lot of new gym chains started invading the market in Delhi.
Mm-hmm.
And all these chains had roots to American fitness community.
Okay.
They were American centers or they were UK-based centers. Mm-hmm. And like Fitness First came into full throttle in 2013-14. Yes. Indian Fitness started back then. Gold Gym also started its journey in setting up gyms in Delhi. Because before that, there was not many gyms and people weren't seeing this as an industry.
Mm-hmm.
So when the managers, who would be the manager then? The first question came, who will be the manager? Somebody who is certified. That mm-hmm. has been told to them from the bosses in America.
Okay.
Somebody who is certified. When a certified manager walks in and he's hired at a good salary,
mm-hmm.
then somebody who's a trainer beneath says, I could also have done this certification and I could have also got this growth.
Right.
And he came to us and said, I want to do the certification because I want to become a manager. I said, that is your wish, whatever you want to become. My thing is to give you that knowledge.
Right.
Then Fitness First made it mandatory. Then Indian Fitness made it mandatory that you should have a certification. And they also saw the growth of people who have done certification. Actually, people saw the growth was tremendous for the people who have done certification, which wasn't there in the past. There were, like I said, there were no examples back then. When we started, there were no examples. But by 2012, 13, 14, these were the years where examples were made.
Right.
They were managers, they were national heads of the companies, they were fitness managers, they were taking care of a lot of resources and they were setting up gyms. And people realized, why can't we do it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because I don't have a certification. I will not have that edge. Let's do that certification.
Okay.
And that is where the change came in and people wanted to do a certification.
So at that time, fitness industry was shaping.
Yes.
And then I mean, people need qualification. Yes. And you fed their need of knowledge.
Yes. You said, why can't? Let's do it. Let them reach out to more and more gyms. Let them reach out to more and more fitness centers.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got a sudden increase of fitness enthusiasts. You realized, you've done an MBA, you have done a degree in engineering.
Yeah.
You don't want to work into the fitness industry. Mm-hmm. Why do you want to do this course? I want to do it for myself. I want to do it just to learn my body. How my body works, how it functions. And these are the people who have taken a fitness as a career, as a full-time.
Yeah, even when I did this IKFF certification, I had no plan to join fitness industry. I was just on a sabbatical and I did that ke kettlebell rahegi, kettlebell to I can do my workout.
A lot of people came just to do the course. So that population of fitness enthusiasts also started rising up. We thought, we saw people from MBAs to a dentist to people who have worked in medical transcription for 10 years picking up these courses.
Mm-hmm.
And when these kind of educated people come into the fitness fraternity and they become managers,
mm-hmm.
they make sure anyone they hire
right
should be certified. So I still
There
should be some standard. So I still thank all the managers. Right? I remember Deepak from Fitness First or Amit Chikara or Manish. So what they used to tell people, this is Chirag's Academy's number, go do a certification and come back. You're good, but you still need knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And people used to call us and say, sir, I want to work in this gym, but I don't have a certificate.
Mm-hmm.
I said, come do a certification. We are not putting your reference for anyone. But yes, they have also helped us because they were educated themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because Deepak and I started our career together and he went into Fitness First and we took a different path. But he had that thing for knowledge. He knew the importance of knowledge. Manish knew the importance of knowledge. Amit knew the importance of knowledge. I remember Gaurav also, you know, Zoom, Gaurav Makkar, he was also ACE certified. So they always used to prefer people who have got certification. So when the top brass changed, everything changed. They wanted certified trainers and we were there to help them out. And along with that, there was a different breed of people coming in. We called them fitness enthusiasts.
Yeah. There is one very important concern. Like, I see every certification cost a lot of money. And doing one personal training certification is one thing. Continuously enhancing your knowledge is just another. And every certification costs a lot of money. How do you think Indian trainers are managing that? And how are you helping them to do or learn those same things in lower cost?
So this is the challenge we also faced. So we keep fighting with our international partners that we don't want to increase the price. Mm-hmm. I'll just give an example. My price for an American or an international course is about $1,000 with the exam fee. Mm-hmm. The same course running in Malaysia is for $1,500. The same course running in Thailand, which is a similar economy, is $1,500. The same course goes to Singapore for $2,500. So I could have earned money,
right?
Because my international partners in the entire Asian countries have been charging that kind of money. But we said no. We don't want to go to that extent. There is a cost involved. We just want to recur that cost. We don't want to have higher profit margins. We don't want to earn bigger and bigger amounts of money. No. Even the exam fee for the international exam that comes, this discount is passed on to the student. We don't take any margin on that. You want to pay it from your own pocket? Pay it from your own pocket, because we don't have any commissions. We don't have any markups on that. Whatever 7,000-8,000 rupee discount that you get, that is yours and that is not mine. My fee is the books, the classes that I take. I still take that fees. I'm not here to take commissions on your exam, or I'm not here to take commission from the company.
Though you can take.
I can take.
Yeah.
Officially, I can take.
Yes.
Because the official fee is $399 and I get a price of $299. Mm-hmm. So I have that markup. I say $30, or let's say 3,000 rupees multiplied by 1,000 students that I get. So it's a lot of money.
Right.
It's a lot of money. 30 lakh rupees just by increasing the fees by 3,000 rupees would do that. But I don't want to do that. Because I know these people, the money is really hard earned. These guys spend so much time in the gym. And I've got some people who have mortgaged their mother's jewelry, who have taken loans and who have paid that money that way. And I know how difficult it is. Being from that background where I didn't have money, I never wanted somebody to go through that challenge again. I want them to come.
At least make the path slightly easier.
Make the path slightly easier. That is why our fees has not been changed for the last 3 years. Wow. It's the same. My accounts guy every day is coming and saying, sir, fees badhana padega, kharcha badh raha. I said, no, let's work on the volume, but I don't want to increase the fees. Because the day fees would be increased, this guy who is working so hard and trying to get 40,000 rupees for the course, he won't get it. He'll be demotivated. I don't want to do the course because now the course is 50,000 rupees. So that's somewhere we say, no, we have to cut it down. We have to cut down the cost. Still, I am working on cutting down the cost. Every month I have a meeting. Where can I cut the cost? Where can I cut the cost? Can we bring in 5 more people and my cost of running that center comes down? Mm-hmm. I can give more discounts. Can I do this? We came up with our own course. I said, okay, let's get it approved from the Skill India, Ministry of Skill Development. Let's get it cheaper for people who cannot afford. We got a course for 25,000 rupees. Just to get people to the academy. People who are scared, people who don't have $1,000 or 60,000 rupees. We said, we have a course for you for 25,000. Come do that course. But at least educate yourself.
So these courses are accepted by gyms?
Yes.
Across the country?
Yes, across the country. Because, see, I would say one thing. There is a huge demand and supply gap. Mm-hmm. The demand every day is increasing and supply is not that much. Okay. Still, if I say I do thousands of students in a year, but still I say we cannot suffice the need of the gyms. Every week we get about 3 to 4 gyms which require trainers in the tune of 5 to 10. Mm-hmm. Being just one academy sitting in Delhi. So I've got Bangalore, I've got Bombay, I've got Lucknow, I've got Chandigarh. All the centers get the same problem.
I mean, now the demand is too much.
Demand is too much and the supply is not. That is why a lot of time the uneducated trainer is also doing well.
Yeah.
Because they need somebody to stand on the floor.
Right.
If you see it as a gym owner, for him the problem is he has to fight that battle of he wants a trainer or he wants a qualified trainer. Yes,
yes.
Qualified trainer would require more money. Qualified trainer would require more time to come on the floor. This guy is ready. He'll come to the floor. He'll work 12 hours a day. So for them, it's an easier choice. Okay, let's pick up this guy.
That's more feasible and viable option.
Then the certified students started increasing. They came up, sir, what about the tools? I want to learn kettlebells. I want to learn TRX. I want to learn suspension training. I want to learn about hormones. I want to learn about this. What should I do? I contacted all these people. And I was the first one to get Steve down.
Yeah.
If you remember in Delhi. Yes. When, and honestly, I won't lie to this until I'm sitting on my chair. When Jiten called me from Ahmedabad saying that Steve is coming and I can't host him since I don't have students. I had a fair idea that what kettlebells look like, but I had no idea how will I arrange it. Because 2011, people have not even seen kettlebell.
Yeah.
Leave about doing a certification, working on it. I was fortunate enough to go to an international conference. I saw. I also didn't practice. Trust me, I also didn't practice it. And I said, Chirag, I have to do it. This is something which the industry wants because there are a lot of certified students who want new things.
Mm-hmm.
How will you get new things? I want this. And I was standing outside my office. I still remember. I was thinking, how will I get the kettlebells? Who will do the kettlebells, yaar?
Yeah,
how from where will I arrange kettlebells for the first time? I have agreed, Steve Quarter. I have paid him some money. How will I get? I googled on the internet. At that time, internet just started. So I got this guy who runs a foundry, which is, I never knew what was foundry, but then I later found that something to do with iron and they do casting and stuff. So I called up this guy. I said, can you do something called a kettlebell?
Mm-hmm.
And his son just returned from Australia.
Oh.
He had a fair idea what kettlebells look like.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, I don't know, but my son just mentioned something about this a day before.
Mm-hmm.
So let me speak to my son and I'll get back to you.
Okay.
So I spoke to his son. I said, this is something, this guy is coming. But I can't offer you money. I don't have money to offer.
Mm-hmm.
But will you sponsor some kettlebells to me and I'll have this workshop? So they said, let's give us 2 days. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
For them also, it was very new.
Yes.
How will they do it?
They'll have to make this cast.
They'll have to make cast and everything. So I said, let's try. So the son was young and he said, let's try.
Mm-hmm.
We started taking enrollments for a workshop.
Mm-hmm.
So we planned 2 4-hour workshop. No certification, nothing. First was, I think, 11 to 2, another was 3 to 7. We got 156 people doing kettlebells in Delhi for the first time ever.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, this guy also delivered about 75 kettlebells. And I still remember in the morning, my staff and I, everybody was painting the kettlebell because it was raw.
Yeah.
And in the morning only, we were all doing that so that we arrange everything by the time for the first student will start walking in and the kettlebells are ready.
Right.
And some of the kettlebells were still wet because it wasn't ready yet.
Yeah.
But we somehow did it. And we got 156 people for the first workshop ever for the kettlebells. I think which is one of the biggest ever happened in India. We were the ones to do it. Then we said, now it's time for certification where you also came in. A lot of other people came in for the certification.
It was a full batch.
It was a full batch. But people don't realize the basics of that batch was that workshop with 156 people. Were there in 2 batches.
Yes. Because one of those students, he attended your workshop.
Yes.
And he told me. And then he didn't do the certification and I came for that.
So yes, so we hosted that certification. Then 2012 came another revolution. We said, you wanted to do balance-based workouts. They wanted to do BOSU. A BOSU kaha milega bhai?
Right.
10-12,000 rupees ki cheez hai. Ek do distributors the called and I said, this is something I want to do. sir, it's going to cost 12,000 rupees for a VOSU and you are asking for 30.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to pay 360,000 rupees? And if it's damage and if transportation, mm-hmm. again, there was nothing to do. Then there was a friend of mine who used to import vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
I went to him and I said, and he was elder than me. I said, bhaiya, ye karna hai, but mereko samajh mein nahi aa raha, kaise karu? He said, why don't you import yourself? I'll help you out. I've got a company who will import mm-hmm. and we'll do it. So I imported 100 VOSUs because that was the minimum you can import to do a workshop.
Mm-hmm.
So I imported the VOSUs and we started selling the VOSUs at 8,000 rupees. The guy who was selling it for 12 called me and said, why are you doing that? Why are you making it cheaper? I have made the market, I'm selling it 12,000 rupees. Why are you doing it 8? I said, my motive is not to sell VOSUs. My motive is that people start using it. I wanted to run this workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got Douglas, he came, we did the workshop, we did the certifications. That's how it all started and we realized people want this. But every time getting an international person was too expensive on our pockets. So then we started training our own guys. I said, you start getting yourself trained and we want to bring this cost down to a certain extent where a normal fitness trainer can pay this amount. That's the time where we started training Vinay for kettlebells.
Okay.
We started training Vivek for suspension, functional training. Because I have worked with all these companies and I have only fought for one thing, price point. Make it cheaper for the trainer. But they want the profits to be up. They don't want the profits to go down. So for suspension training, there's a big brand, I don't want to name.
Yeah.
The course for 8 hours is 20,000 rupees.
Yes.
20,000 rupees for one day, 8 hour course. Yes. We have got international, we have done it. But now you need to have cheaper alternatives. Somebody who's earning 12,000 rupees a month won't spend 20,000 rupees on the certification. So that means, should I deprive that poor kid because he can't afford?
Or else he'll just go to YouTube and will do whatever he...
And then you will say, oh, he's uncertified and he can't do this.
Yes.
What have you done to make him certified? Have you done your bit to make him certified? Did you fight with the company and say, okay, make it cheaper for the courses? I have fought with everyone. From ACE to all the companies that we work, I want the things to be cheaper in India.
Yeah, even that kettlebell certification, IKFF, is way more costly in other countries than in India.
I still have the emails cursing. Steve was cursing him. Why did you charge this much amount of money? And I paid him from some amount. I paid him from my pocket, from my pocket, because there was nothing. So we said, no, man, this can't work this way because we need people. We need our own people who can teach because we want things to be cheaper. And I, trust me, the entire industry, I spoke to everyone. Can you do a cheaper course?
Mm-hmm.
Can you do this way? Can you do it this way? And everybody was saying, we can't cut down our profits. We want our profits. We want things to go this way. So I said, okay, if you can't do it, then I will do it at a cheaper price. Because I want this kid who has come, who has saved money to do the same course, but at one third of the price what these companies will charge.
So learning.
Learning was always the main objective. So we got this and we got the cost down and we got so many courses now where kids come, they learn new tools and they incorporate that into their trainings and we get pictures and we get videos and it's such a good feeling. That at least somebody who stays in Hapur, who doesn't have access to all these facilities, at least is coming and learning something.
I saw that photograph. He's a fruit vendor.
He's a fruit seller.
Yeah.
And I got that story and it was too emotional moment for me. And I said, let's do something for this kid. And we have been doing that. It's not that...
I've seen this scholarship program from your
side. We have done scholarship for kids. And this is another story which is... We usually don't share because this is something we just give it to the society. But my guard here in this building where we have this office. So he once came to me and said, "Bhaiya, mujhe course karna hai. Maine BSc kiya hua hai, but main guard ki naukri mein phasa hu. Mujhe nahi pata kaise hoga, but main chahta hu aap meri help karo." And he actually folded his hands and I said, "Tere ko padhna hai na? To tu padh. Jo paise lagenge main lagaunga. Tere se koi ek rupya nahi lena." He came to the academy, did the course, and trust me, passed with flying colors.
Wow.
He did a basic course with us, passed with flying colors, and is a trainer in one of my gyms.
Awesome.
He's now a personal trainer. The reputation now he gets, every time he sees me, his eyes are always wet. Ki sir, aapne kya kar diya mere saath? And these are the success stories which money cannot buy.
Right.
Which this story will always be my favorite story. Not getting 100 students, not getting 500 students, or not getting thousands of people, but that thing in his eyes that my life has changed. I would have been a guard all my life. Nothing would have changed if this wouldn't have happened.
And if he would be like, no, I'll not dilute my standards and the fees, then he would be still there. He would still be there.
Same thing applied to that food seller.
Yeah.
We said, if you want to learn, come over, I'll give you a 100% scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to pay for a single penny. Or even if you want space, I'll give you space also to stay. I've got a room upstairs. Come and stay here. But only if you want to learn.
Right.
I have things for you if you want to learn. I don't have things. You just want to come and hang around in Delhi. I don't have time. Do the courses. I have so many examples like that. There was summit. One of the summit happened. So we sponsored two kids who couldn't afford to go to that seminar or that summit. So we paid the money to the organizer for their training, so that they learn something out.
Oh, it's heartwarming. But again, like, why I always use this word, but because lots of education you are giving, lots of, you know, opportunities you are providing the trainer, but still our trainers are lacking basic soft skills, like speaking in English. In any metro city, everyone expects a trainer to at least communicate well. So do you think speaking in Hindi or in their local language is coming in their way to becoming better trainer or, you know, earning more money?
I would say communication is important.
Yeah.
Language sirf ek tarika hai communicate karne ka. Wo Hindi hai ya wo English hai ya wo Bhojpuri hai, usse koi fark nahi padta. If you can communicate, agar aap communicate kar pa rahe ho samne client se, बहुत अच्छा. डोंट गेट इन्वॉल्व इन टू कि इंग्लिश में ही बात करनी है, मुझे इंग्लिश में ही समझाना है. या बहुत लोग बहुत टेक्निकल हो जाते हैं, तुम्हारा लैटिसिमस डॉर्साई का ये फाइबर और पेक्टोरालिस मेजर का वो. अरे यार, वो क्लाइंट है, उसको नहीं पता. डॉक्टर कल को तुम्हें समझाने लग जाएगा ना, तुम्हारे स्पाइन में ये वाला वायरस है और ये वाला वायरस है, तो तुम बेहोश हो जाओगे. सिमिलरली, जस्ट हैव टू एक्सप्लेन देम इन द बेसिक लैंग्वेज, वेरी बेसिक लैंग्वेज, एंड वट एवर द क्लाइंट ऑल्सो अंडरस्टैंड्स एंड वट एवर यू ऑल्सो अंडरस्टैंड. कोई जरूरी नहीं है आपको इंग्लिश में ही बात करनी है, आप हिंदी में बात करो, बट क्लियर होना चाहिए व्हाट यू आर ट्राइंग टू से. ऐसा नहीं हो कि आप भी अनश्योर हो, वो इंट्रोवर्ट है, अभी बात ही नहीं कर पा रहा, वो नहीं चाहिए. आई से एनी लैंग्वेज यू आर कंफर्टेबल विद, यूज लैंग्वेज, एनी लैंग्वेज, बिकॉज आई एम मेकिंग अ पर्सनल ट्रेनर, आई एम नॉट मेकिंग अ इंग्लिश टीचर. कि आपको पहले मैं अंग्रेजी सिखाऊं, फिर मैं बोलूं जी अंग्रेजी में पढ़ के आना, फिर कल अंग्रेजी में हम बात करेंगे, हम अंग्रेजी में ऐसा. अरे नहीं यार, हिंदी आती है, हिंदी में बात कर लोगे, समझा लोगे हिंदी में, करो. हमारे देश में हिंदी बोली जाती है, वी आर प्राउड टू बी एन हिंदी स्पीकिंग नेशन, व्हाट्स द हार्म. आप किसी और देश में जाते हो, दे आर प्राउड ऑफ देयर लैंग्वेज, आई एम प्राउड ऑफ हिंदी. मेरे को हिंदी अच्छी लगती है, मैं हिंदी में बात करता हूँ, हमारी क्लासेस होती है हिंदी में. आई एम प्राउड ऑफ बींग एन इंडियन. थाईलैंड जाते हो, वो थाई में बात करते हैं, उनके लिए वो प्राउड है. हम हिंदी में तो नहीं बात कर सकते, बट हाँ, कम्युनिकेशन इंपॉर्टेंट है. इतना रखो कि आप कम्युनिकेट कर सकते हो, इतना कम्युनिकेट हो जाए. वन तो दिस इज द बैरियर वी वांट टू ब्रेक. नाउ वी आर गेटिंग द कोर्सेज इनटू हिंदी, कि वो बेचारा जिसको समझ में नहीं आता कैन ऑलवेज टेक एंड टॉक अबाउट दीज थिंग्स इन हिंदी. वी गेटिंग अ ट्रांसलेशन डन. बड़ा मुश्किल है इस टाइम पे, बट बड़ा मुश्किल है, बट वी आर ट्राइंग टू गेट इट डन.
I mean, I still feel how someone can communicate in anatomy lesson in Hindi. It's damn hard.
So, ab wo muscle hi rahega.
Yeah.
Wo kuch aur nahi banega. Vasaye ya koi aisa word hum nahi use karenge. So, we're trying to use the English terminology jahan jahan hai. But wo jo tone of the sentence hai na, wo at least inko samajh mein aane lag jaye ki wo tone of the sentence kya hai.
What are other soft skills which the trainers must acquire except communication? And do you teach those soft skills to other people?
We do. Because they don't realize, a lot of trainers, when they come to this industry, they see a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
उनको लगता है यार बहुत पैसा है, इतना पैसा है, मैं जाते ही सलमान खान को ट्रेन करूंगा, मैंने एक सर्टिफिकेशन कर लिया और कल शाहरुख खान के ऑफिस से फोन आएगा कि आ जाओ मेरे को ट्रेनिंग करानी है आपने. दे डोंट रियलाइज इट्स नॉट दैट इजी.
राइट.
यू विल नॉट टुमारो गेट अ सैलरी ऑफ 1 lakh rupees ओनली बिकॉज यू आर अ पर्सनल ट्रेनर. नो, धक्के खाते रह जाओगे, कुछ नहीं मिलेगा. बिकॉज दिस इंडस्ट्री रन्स ऑन पर्सनल, इट डजंट रन ऑन सैलरीज. As I work with the gym owners also, I know margins are pretty, pretty sleek. आप बहुत ज़्यादा salaries afford ही नहीं कर सकते. But as a personal training business, you can get any amount of money. Any amount of money you could ask for. I've seen people taking 2,000 rupees a session, 3,000 rupees a session, 5,000 rupees a session. Right. Imagine the kind of money you can make. 5,000 rupees session, मतलब 5,000 rupees एक घंटे के. एक प्रैक्टिकली 20 दिन भी काम करता हूँ तो 1 lakh rupees कमा लेता हूँ मैं. और बड़े बड़े इंजीनियर्स का 1 lakh rupees का पैकेज लगता है तो मम्मी मंदिर जाती है लड्डू लेके कि चलो मेरे लड़के का 1 lakh का पैकेज लगा है महीने का. सो काइंड ऑफ मनी कैन अर्न. सो एक तो ये जो नोशन अटैच है ना कि मेरे को आते पैसे मिल जाएंगे, ऐसा कुछ नहीं होगा. वॉट यू हैव टू डू इज यू हैव टू सेल योर स्किल्स. वो सेलिंग स्किल्स जिसको आती है ही बिकम्स अ गुड पोस्टर. So it's not just about knowledge, it's about selling that knowledge to you. वो था ना एक हमेशा ऐड देखता है इस पेंसिल को बेच के दिखा. वो पेंसिल नहीं बेचना, तुझे अपनी नॉलेज बेचनी है. बहुत सारे ट्रेनर्स आते हैं, मैं तो सर अपने दोस्त का स्केड्यूल बना दिया फिर मेरे से, तो उसने सिर्फ एक्सरसाइज पूछी थी. अरे यही तेरा पास, यही तेरा स्टॉक है. तू कुछ सब्जी नहीं बेच रहा, तू कुछ सामान नहीं बेच रहा, तू सिर्फ नॉलेज बेच रहा है. अगर तू वो नॉलेज फ्री में दे देगा तो फिर देखो पैसे कोई किस बात के क्यों देगा. इसी चीज के तो पैसे हैं, बिकॉज यू आर एन एक्सपर्ट. क्या डॉक्टर जो दवाई बुखार ही खाने जाता है, क्या पैरासिटामोल तुझे नहीं पता कहाँ मिलती है?
Exactly.
क्यों जाता है डॉक्टर के पास? क्योंकि वही सेम चीज वो पेपर पे लिख के देता है और उसकी वैल्यू होती है, वो तो उससे 500 रुपए से चार्ज कर लेता है आपसे. तो जब आप कोई चीज लिख के दे रहे हो तो आप क्यों फ्री में दे रहे हो?
राइट.
यू हैव टू मेक योर वर्थ, यू हैव टू मेक योर सेल्फ अ ब्रांड. व्हेन यू एंटर इनटू द जिम, यू आर अ ब्रांड योर सेल्फ. When I enter as Chirag Sethi, so Chirag Sethi is a brand. And when you're coming to a brand, do you be ready to pay money? And people will pay money.
Yeah.
People will pay money. I'm saying people who came with an idea that I'm his friend's friend, so I'll get free, have paid me money.
Right.
So after that, they told the friend what he said. It's okay, that is my bread and butter. I won't leave it.
Yes.
Don't make friends with your clients. Friends don't pay. Let the clients be the clients and the friends be the friends. Because in this industry, you get a lot of attention. You'll go to designers, they'll give you shirts, they'll give you trousers, they'll give you expensive gifts. But will that shirt pay your electricity bill?
Not at all.
Will that shirt pay your hospital bill? That'll only be the money that can do.
Right.
So why don't you be professional, make it very clear. Out of 10, only 2 will take personal training. Why don't you focus on those 2 and leave those 8? They'll come back to you when they'll see these results for 2 people. That's how you're going to make money. Don't expect that your salary will be 40,000, 50,000 rupees as a personal trainer. And it should not be. I'll say. There are gyms which have given these salaries and I've shut down.
Yeah, I've been there, one of the sports.
Because then your greed for learning stops.
Yes.
The day you get that salary, then it is 8 hours of standing on the floor. That's it. Because there is no greed to earn more.
Yeah, like Nassim Nicholas Taleb, he says skin in the game. So until or unless you have skin in the game,
yes.
If you are not ready to, you know, if you're getting the benefit, the perks,
yeah.
Then get ready to get the blunt.
Yes.
So that's true. I think that personal training is the way.
Personal training is the way to earn money, and there is no end to it.
Yeah.
The gym owner is happy because he gets 50%.
Yes.
You are happy, you get 50%. You go on outside and you start freelance, you get 100%.
Yes.
And you can charge any amount of money.
People are happy to pay 2,000 rupees per hour. Very happy.
And I know a friend of mine. He's been hired by one of the, I would say, big industrialists. He gets a salary of 1.5 lakh rupees a month. Goes there 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the evening, trains the husband, wife and the son.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. 6 hours a day, that too off-peak hours, and you're allowed to do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you get 1.5 lakh rupees a month. What kind of job will pay you this kind of money? Any job in the
not
world.
At all, not at
any
all.
Job in the world for 6 hours, Monday to Friday, off-peak hours where you don't have to stand in the traffic for long.
Yes.
Which company, which industry will pay this kind of money?
That's the same thing I ask to my personal trainer friends and all. And my question is, that do you think that many trainers, they justify their cost? There are many trainers who are, you know, I ask this question to many people, that they use their phone during their 1 hour sessions. They waste the time by doing different things. So how to bring that kind of professionalism, like 2000 rupees an hour, it's a big, huge amount.
Obviously, and what do you do when you go to a restaurant and you don't like the food? Maybe served in a different, certain way,
yeah,
or maybe some salt is there. What do you do?
I just ask them. Yeah,
complain.
Yeah.
The problem is the clients don't complain.
Oh.
They should complain. This is their right. And
yeah,
this should be taught to the client on the day one. This is what the professionalist behavior looks like. This is how he's going to be there. This is how he has to present himself. That's where companies like us, this is my responsibility to reach out to members and say, this is how a personal trainer should look like.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than telling the trainers to behave,
mm-hmm,
why can't I tell the client to tell them if they're not behaving properly?
Yeah, that 1 hour is mine.
1 hour is mine. You don't have to pick up phones. You don't have to talk to anyone. You don't. You can't touch me in an appropriate way.
Mm-hmm.
You can't talk to me in an inappropriate way. Let's educate the clients. Like for the certification, we have done that.
Mm-hmm.
We have done a video that what your trainers will give you is an excuse. And we got a lot of client calls saying, sir, this has happened with me. My trainer has said the exact same thing what you have done in the video.
Yes, that video series I saw.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And my trainer has done the same thing. So this happens. You pick up things which is happening around us.
Yeah.
So I feel, let's go down and pick up. They make that broad, I would say, broad line, where if you say, okay, this is how it needs to be done. Where in 5-star it's written that you have to stand like this, or I will get food in a certain way. But we have been visiting them and we have got this taste of luxury and we say, okay, the service needs to be this much.
Yeah.
Then it is acceptable. But do they give you any menu like this before? That if you go to a 5-star hotel, the food will be served this way, or the butler will be standing this way,
no,
or the water will come this way? No.
No.
But we have seen that and we have created that kind of image. Okay, 5-star means the service would be of this standard.
Yeah.
So people like you, people like Abhishek, when they train people and they get that kind of level and they create that kind of feedback for themselves, so when the friend will ask, yaar mera trainer to phone mein dekhta hai, to chill se nahi, Abhishek jab aata hai to uska phone jeb mein hota hai, spends 1 hour with me and only focuses on what we are doing here,
yeah,
not wasting time. So then Abhishek becomes the reference for the friend also. So the more good people that are going into the industry, definitely they will make sure that people who are not true to their profession will be kicked out.
Right.
Will be kicked out, I would say.
Like you were just saying some minutes back that people from other professions are coming in this industry. So do you think it is for the betterment of this industry?
I would say yes. I would say yes, because in this industry, we really require professional people.
Yeah.
People who have done degrees, people who have worked in the corporates, so that we regulate the industry on the same lines which has been done in the past to other organizations or the other industries that were settled. Maybe it's the hotel or maybe
mm-hmm.
it's the bank, finance or banking or insurance. We need that. Because for now, regularization is important. And regularization will only happen with people who know how to run an industry. So when an MBA comes in, when an engineer comes in like you, when a dentist comes in, I can expect professionalism.
Yes.
I know that this guy would be professionalist because he has worked into the industry where the challenges were far, far, far stronger and
yes.
far, far, far.
You have to meet the deadlines.
Yeah.
You
the deadlines are much stronger, yes.
Yeah. Many things.
So when I hire these kind of people, I know he will be in the gym at 5:45. Andhi, tufan, kuch bhi ho, ye aadmi 5:45 pe jab mein hoga, because he knows the importance of reaching on time.
And at the same time, I have realized this thing that most of the people who come from different industry, they try to read more.
They read more also, and I would say they have experience of certain level, and when they come into this industry, they club the two and they make out of a beautiful
right.
thing that comes out. Like, I have got people from hotel management. Mm-hmm. And the way they speak and the way they sell things becomes example for the other trainers to also start speaking on the same line. Because he knows how to be humble, mm-hmm. but he also knows how to sell. Right. Now he's got the technical knowledge also and he knows how to sell. Becomes a deadly combination. Right. This guy can ask any amount of money from the client and client would be happy, and I've got this guy who charges in the gym, mm-hmm. not freelancing, in the gym, about 25,000 rupees for 12 sessions. In the gym, not going out anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he's got this kind of personality and he's got these kind of skills, knowledge everybody has. How do you present that knowledge is important. Like you said, knowledge is available everywhere.
Yeah.
You go to Google, you go to these podcasts, you go anywhere, knowledge is available. And that is available for the client also.
Yes.
Why will he come to you? Why will he come to you? He'll only come to you because you're breaking it down, giving it to him, spoon feeding. And how you're presenting that knowledge is important.
Yeah.
Everybody is doing it.
Yeah, it is my product. Like any company sells their product, they tell
everyone. I am my product.
Yes, so.
I am my product. I have the knowledge. I know nobody knows human body better than me.
Yeah.
When I'm in that session, when I'm in that counseling, I know the best. Okay, there are a few things I don't know. Maybe I can go back and read.
Yeah.
But I have to go with the confidence that I know more than the client. I know more than him. This is my confidence. I'm not saying being overconfident, that you don't know anything. You go in with the confidence that I know, and you be the leader when you start a session. That's how your respect will come into picture. If the client is, oh, yaar, नहीं हो गया अगर तेरे से मैं लेट हो गया मैं नहीं कर रहा अभी तो उस सिचुएशन में तो आप गए
yes.
वो रिस्पेक्ट तो कभी मिलेगा ही नहीं इफ यू आर अ लीडर देन यू आर अ लीडर मे बी ही इज अ पॉलिटिशियन और मे बी ही इज अ बिजनेस मैन और वट एवर आई डोंट केयर दैट इज वन आवर इज माइंड व्हेन माई टाइम इज इम्पॉर्टेंट
राइट
बिकॉज यू आर पेड फॉर द टाइम एवरी मिनट इफ यू चार्जिंग 2000 रुपीज फॉर एन आवर सो एवरी मिनट इज कॉस्टिंग समथिंग बिकॉज इफ यू गेट लेट यू लेट फॉर द नेक्स्ट सेशन ऑल्सो So, who's going to make these rules? I would say Abhishek is the person, somebody who's the personal trainer will make that rules and those rules will be followed by our juniors. We didn't have the privilege of being a senior because we never had anyone who we could follow. But you guys have a platform, you guys have that platform to be those seniors where the juniors can look on, okay, I want to be like Abhishek because he's a good trainer, all the clients praise him. I want to be like him. I want to take all his traits. We never had that privilege. You guys have that privilege.
Yes.
So be that guy every trainer want to become.
Right. Set an example.
Set an example where people will follow that example.
Now, again, I'm getting back to the certification thing. And I really want to understand that knowledge is everywhere. Like we are saying this for so long. And knowledge is available for free. Then why certifications are so important?
Okay. I'll tell you something on this. You can do a degree of engineering sitting in your house. You don't need to go out.
Yes.
You can go, you can read, you can do your schooling from your house. You don't need to go to a school. Yeah. But most of us go.
Yeah.
So, you can do that at our house. Mm-hmm. Why do we need to go to a school?
To provide that structure,
to provide that discipline of learning. Mm-hmm. I can do 2 plus 2 is equal to 4. My mother can teach me, my father can teach me. But where do I get the discipline? Where do I get that hands-on practice? Where do I know how to sit, how to stand, how to meet people, how to interact in the industry? Similarly, when you come to an academy, you're not coming just for the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming how this experienced faculty is telling his experience to you. He's not telling you, okay, pectoralis major is doing this. He's telling you, well, I was doing a bench press and this has happened to me. This kind of client came to me. Okay, when I was selling personal training, these were my challenges, which no book can teach you. The experience, what my faculty or I share with the people is all the 10 years I have learned all these 10 years. This is what I come and get it on the plate. It's not just about knowledge. It's about what I have learned. I've started a batch called Master Trainer. And the Master Trainer doesn't mean just a piece of paper.
Yes.
I'm teaching them the things I studied in my bachelor's and master's. And they are also going through the same lines.
Mm-hmm.
Can they do it on their own? No, they can't. Because if they have to do it, they could have all done it back. Has any one of them have bought an anatomy book and just started reading anatomy? Nobody has done it. So what I'm giving them is that discipline, that way, okay, this is the way, move forward. This is the way to go right. Because I have been to that path and I've taken wrong turns. I am there to guide you. I'm not saying that knowledge is not available, but in which form you want the knowledge? You want the structured, disciplined form? Or you want to buy a book, read that book and it's done.
Yeah, and then you are unable to meet those ends.
Yes.
Unable to.
You don't know how to do a 1 mile walk test.
Yeah.
Book mein padh to liya, 1 mile walk test hai, but practical kiya hai nahi.
Right.
You don't know how to do a posture assessment. Kitab mein to likha hua hai, ki pair mein pronation, supination hota hai, but hota kaise hai to samjhao. Ki pronation, supination. Then my faculty comes into picture and says, okay, this is how it happens. Help you visualize. So it's not just about technical knowledge anymore. It's about how you present that knowledge. So when we teach, our aim is to teach as simple as possible. Because agar sabko knowledge aise hone lagti to sare schooling aise kar lete, sare engineering aise kar lete, sare MBA aise ban jate. But wo nahi hai. Because nobody will have the time to go and buy a book, study for 2 hours on its own. That discipline, that experience, that way of learning is what we teach here. We don't do correspondence courses.
Yeah.
People come and say, okay, we want to buy a book. I said, we don't want to buy. Don't want to give you the book. If you want to buy a book, go to the ACE website and buy it from there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to give you the book. Because we don't want to sell the book. What we are selling here is much more than a book. We're selling here the way to teach. We're selling here the discipline to study. We're selling here how you are going to get certified. And you're meeting people who have done that.
And how to use it after getting certified. Yes.
And you have people who have done that. Vinay, Vivek,
yes.
Rabia, all the faculties. They have done that in the past. And they have been in industry for 7-8 years.
Right.
I've been there for 10 years. I know how things are done. I know how to sell a personal training.
Yeah.
Connecting the dots. Nobody will, no book will do that for you.
Hmm.
Connecting the dots. So we are there to help you out. Making that path for you.
Yes. Yeah. Making that path very easy now.
Yeah.
So we are reaching to our last question. And that is the way fitness industry is going. We are growing really fast. But what I see and what I feel as a trainer, that the way health is not coming in the masses. Healthcare is increasing. Like hospitals are, number of hospitals are opening every day. Gyms are opening every day, every week. But the way things are not improving. We are getting obese people, more diabetic people, more osteoporosis. How to prevent this?
Okay. When you move out, when you move on the roads or when you watch television, how many times you see a health ad and how many times you see a food ad?
Health ad, seldomly. Very rarely.
And most of the time, what do you see?
Food
ads?
Yes. Chocolate.
Eat this, eat this, eat this. So, they are dominating our industry. They are dominating the way we are eating. Now, a Unilever will tell me what kind of atta I want to use, what kind of bread I want to use, what kind of butter I want to use, now Patanjali has come and all these. And these guys are telling me, okay, for fiber, I have to eat this biscuit. They have got money, they've spent that money to reach out to people. And that's doing wonderfully for them.
Right.
The problem with my industry, because I call it my industry because I'm a part of this industry. My industry is we don't reach out to these people. I have to reach out to these people. Now, how will I reach out to these people? As an educator, I can educate trainers who will reach out to these people. So, I have, let's say, educated 5,000 trainers in this year. So, those 5,000 trainers, if go and talk to another 10 people, reach to 50,000 people. Those 50,000 people will reach to 2.5 lakh people. It's going to take time, Abhishek. We all are doing our bit, but it's going to take time to reach to that level. Because the giants we are fighting has got a lot of money. How many gyms ad do you see on a television except for workers? Nobody else has got the money and the courage to go on to television.
Yeah.
How many protein supplement companies ad you see on the television?
Not a single one.
Because they don't have the money. They don't have the marketing tools. Bonvita will be there.
Yes.
Same product, but more sweeter, more sugars. It will be there on television, but Away Protein can't do it.
Yeah.
So the point is, the way things are taught to us, this is how, and it will influence everyone, not just a normal person. You go to a doctor and ask, sir, Bonvita bura hai kya? अच्छा नहीं नहीं बॉर्नविटा तो बच्चे को दो उसकी तो ग्रोथ के लिए अच्छा होता है सबको ये दिक्कत ही नहीं है उससे पूछो सर वे प्रोटीन भी दे दूं मेरा बच्चा छोटा है उसको वे प्रोटीन अरे इसका तो किडनी खराब हो जाएगा इसका तो लिवर खराब हो जाएगा इसके लिए तो ये प्रॉब्लम शुरू हो जाएगा सो आई एम नॉट इन फेवर और अगेंस्ट ऑफ एनी प्रोडक्ट बट द पॉइंट इज वॉज मेड फ्रॉम द सेम प्लांट मेड बाय द सेम कंपनी It's just that it's a little sweeter for the kids and for the adults it become, they're using little artificial sweeteners, but it's the same thing. But the influence is so much, the doctor will also say, this is right and this is wrong. I'm just trying to tell you, educated, a master's degree holder, a person who understands human body gets easily conveyed by these ads. So imagine somebody who doesn't understand you. Somebody who's a software engineer, somebody who is a housewife, for them it's so easy to get convinced. So easy to get convinced, and the ads are flourishing the markets. So what you and me could do, reaching out to people and explaining them.
Create awareness about
creating them. Awareness. It's going to take time. It's going to take loads and loads of time, but it will come.
It feels really painful that when people eat biscuits, diabetic people eat biscuits in the name of fiber.
That's the problem. But that's what they are taught.
Yes.
Who is the culprit, I would say? I would say the marketing. Marketing is creating that. When we use the word diabetic so many times,
yes.
Why diabetes came into action? Because we started replacing our chapatis, our chawal, everything.
Yes.
Aaj se 20 saal pehle kya nahi diet tha ye. Balki isse zyada diet mein hum khate the sari cheeze. Right. But when we started replacing, when we started putting different things and they started entering into our domain, ho gaya. Pehle hota tha yaar, aapko cake ka order dena hai Abhishek, to ek din pehle jaake bolna padta tha ki aapko cake milega, tab mera birthday hai, to agle din wo bhi ek aaj flavor, if you are rich, to 2-4 flavor hote the, chocolate wala is used to be for the richer kid and wo tutti frutti hota tha, pineapple.
Yes.
That pineapple used to be for the middle class people. Ki pineapple ka
bread under.
Bread under. And we used to get it like kisi ka birthday hai. We used to be very excited that cake milega.
Yes.
Aaj kya hota hai? 10,000 tarah ke cake dukaan mein ready pade hote hai. Just have to go and pick it up.
Yes.
That's how our habits are changing. Earlier those things which were not available, now they're available so easily that you just have to go and pick it up.
So the challenge is to create awareness.
Creating awareness is important. And that is only going to go through academies. That's only going to go through students of ours, personal trainers, fitness trainers, whosoever you meet. When you write things, now I see when some people have started academies, but talking about steroids, workshop on steroids. Yeah, that is not your domain. Yes. And what they do is they'll put down, it's for educational purposes only. Arre bhai, tere ko education ka right kisne diya? Did you read pharmacology? Did you read veterinary pharmacology at least? Kuch tha tumhare background is steroid workshop ko leke? No. Tumhe bas paise kamane hai. To tumne ek cheez nikal di ki haan ek steroid ka workshop maine kar diya education. Arre isme kya education de rahe ho tum? Ye to batao. Iska matlab you are telling them ki education le lo aur culture na steroid dena chalu karo.
And at the same time they are saying that see steroid are bad for health.
That is just a way to earn money. And popularity. The minute you write the word steroid, a lot of young kids come and say, okay, kya hai? Mujhe bhi batao. We get these inquiries every day. But that's something that is not for you. That is not for you to discuss. Education. What is education on steroids? Mere ko to samjhao. Kya testosterone ke variants ke education tum de rahe ho MG ke saath?
No, I think it's like, you know, teaching your 6-year-old kid that, see, buddy, I'll tell you what is the harm of, what is the meaning of smoking and marijuana and cigarette and different brands I'm telling you. But see, don't use it.
Excellently put it. Don't use it. I'm telling you, okay, these are things you can smoke,
yeah.
But you can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm only doing it for education. What kind of education? देखो education करना है तो उनको ये बताओ कि personal training होती कैसे है, उनको ये समझाओ कि workout कैसे कराना है, उनको ये बताओ कि diabetes में क्या हो रहा है, hypertension में क्या हो रहा है, इसके लिए करो ना educate. Why do you want to do it for steroids? What are you going to get? And you charge. अगर it's education, do it for free.
Yes.
Do it for free. और charge a minimal amount कि तुमने educate करना है. Charge 500 rupees. You're charging 7,000-8,000 rupees for a workshop in the name of telling about steroids.
Yeah, it's a business now.
It's a business. It's not educational anymore. It's business. And it's an easy way to earn money.
Yes, because it's a hot topic.
It's a hot topic and kids want to learn and they don't know who is doing it. They'll just say, okay, chalo karte.
What's your final message for our listeners, for personal trainers, for all the... every kind of audience by and large?
Fitness is growing. Everything is increasing day by day. Don't fall to this limelight. Mm-hmm. This industry also, you have to work really hard. It's not easy. Don't think it's like a pot of gold and you'll just come and everybody is ready with the money and they'll pay it to you. You have to put your heart and soul to this profession. Don't fall prey to these easy way outs or these steroids or these medicines which is going to change. Nothing is going to change for you. You're a professional. You have to be in this industry for the next 30, 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what will you do to this client if he meets you after 10 years and he's become important?
Right.
You can't do anything. So better be honest to your profession. Keep learning. Keep growing. The certifications, being sitting on this chair again, I'll say it's just a piece of paper.
Yeah.
If you don't apply these certifications, if you don't apply this knowledge, it's just a piece of paper. Don't do certifications blindfolded. Mm-hmm. People do certifications blindfolded. I see people which is not into their domain.
Mm-hmm.
Kinesthetic taping or anything is not into their domain. That comes under a physical therapist or a physiotherapist. Why do you want to do that?
Yes.
That is not into your domain. What do you want? Okay. Because I want to learn more. You want to learn more, but that's not your domain. Dry needling. I see personal trainers learning dry needling. What will you do with dry needling? That's not your work. That's the work of an acupuncture.
Yes.
Let them do it. Tumhara kaam hai personal training. Tumhara kaam hai talking about health to people.
Yes.
Stick to that. Don't go into other people's domain. Your work is done. Workouts. If you have done a nutrition degree or a diploma or a certification, talk about nutrition. If you don't know about it, don't give your expert advice.
Don't be a jack of all trades.
Don't be a jack of all trades. I started physiotherapy, but I also did a diploma in clinical nutrition. I also did certification into nutrition, sports nutrition. Then I say, okay, I can plan a diet.
Yes.
Otherwise, I could have done it way back. But then you need to study, you need to read more about it. Don't stop the reading. One piece of paper from any academy will not make you an expert. That'll at the end of the day will be a piece of paper.
And eventually, our job as a trainer and an educator is to create awareness, give knowledge, and make programs.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not just about standing there and counting repetitions.
Yes.
He has brilliantly put it. It is more about working for the client, with the client. And you just have to spend time. You have to understand his body.
Mm.
And you can't do that by working on your phones all the time.
Yes.
Technology is good, but technology is equally bad at times.
Thanks a lot, sir.
Most welcome, Abhishek. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming.
Give us a lot of time. And I'll try to put it as candid, as raw as possible.
Most welcome.
Thanks a lot.
This was Dr. Chirag from Classic Fitness Academy talking about his journey in the fitness industry and the industry itself. To know more, click on the links below or log on to www.roadtorevamp.com now. Like us on Facebook and check out our website for our previous episodes. Stay tuned as there's a lot more interesting conversations lined up. My name is Sagar and you were listening to Road to Revamp.